How many here enjoy partaking from God's Word? All right. Getting into the Word of God. Tonight's message is God is good and He does good. You know, we're at the start of a brand new year, 2026. And nationally, in 2025, it was a tough year. It was a politically unique year. There was a lot of economic uncertainty, and maybe personally in your life, 2025 was maybe a challenging year. Maybe you were diagnosed with an illness that was concerning to you. Maybe you're thinking, will I live out my days? I don't know what it is exactly that you dealt with in 2025, but God knows. Maybe there was a loved one in your life that left you, she left you, he left you, and maybe that person was taken prematurely from this world. I don't know exactly what it is. Maybe you were in an accident physically, in a car accident or in a bike-related accident, and you had to take so much time off of work, whereby you lost that job and your career seems like it ended. Maybe you've been believing for a loved one in 2025 that they would come to faith in Jesus, and it has not yet happened. And so maybe because you've had some challenging situations in your life last year, maybe you started down an emotional spiral and you found yourself climbing into the cave of depression. But there's good news here tonight. We need to leave 2025 where it belongs. 2025 belongs in 2025. It belongs in the past. God has got something new for your life this year. God has got something good in place of the bad that happened last year in your life. Amen? As I was preparing this week for this message, a friend of mine just this past Friday afternoon, he texted me. It's interesting, and he just texted me out of the blue. We did ministry in the past together, but we're reconnecting. He texted me out of the blue and said, something good is going to happen to you today. He put the good with a capital G. And I texted back, I second this motion with all of my heart. And friends, I'm here to tell you tonight that something good can happen in your life this year in 2026, because we serve a good God. Amen. Amen? Amen. All right. God is good. And the psalmist in the Psalms writes about so much about the goodness of God. And so tonight we're going to turn to Psalm 34, verse 8, and see what David writes. He says this: taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. You see, God was good to David. God gave David the power supernaturally to take down Goliath. God protected David from Saul. God was good in the personal life of David. And David was saying pretty much in Psalm 34:8, I have tasted, I have seen, I have personally experienced the goodness of God, and now you taste and see that the Lord is good. It's like what the psalmist is saying is this, is more than just a mental concept, listen to this, that God is good. The goodness of God has got to become a experiential reality in the day by day of your life. You can experience the goodness of God as you walk with Him day by day. You know, it's good to know that God is good in your mind, but God wants to show you His goodness in your everyday walk and experience with Him. Psalm 119, verse 68, kind of echoes the same thought. And it says this. It's a long psalm. Psalm 119 is about the law, about the Word of God. And it says this: you are good, and what you do is good. It kind of echoes the same thought as Psalm 34:8. You are good, God, and what you do is good. In other words, you are to know in your mind, in your spirit, that God is good and God does what is good. He wants to do in your life personally, in the nitty-gritty of the working out of your life, He wants to do good for you. God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. Do you agree with that tonight?
Amen.
Psalm 136:1, talking again about the goodness of God. It says this. Psalm 136, verse 1. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. And I'm going to read to you tonight a commentary by Charles Spurgeon. He was a famous preacher in England in the 1800s. And he wrote this commentary on the book of Psalms called The Treasury of David. And I really liked his comment on Psalm 136:1. Listen to this. I'm reading part of the comment. The inspired writer calls us to praise Jehovah for all His goodness to us and all the greatness of His power in blessing His chosen. We thank our parents. Let us praise our Heavenly Father. We are grateful to our benefactors. Let us give thanks unto the giver of all good, for He is good. Essentially, He is goodness itself. Practically, all that He does is good. Relatively, He is good to His creatures. Let us thank Him that we have seen, proved, and tasted that He is good. He is good beyond all others. Indeed, He alone is good in the highest sense. He is the source of good, the good of all good, the sustainer of good, the perfecter of good, and the rewarder of good. Is that good? For this He deserves the constant gratitude of His people, for His mercy endureth forever. God is good all the time. Say it with me tonight. God is good all the time. We serve a God who specializes in turnarounds. Something bad may have happened to you in 2025, but God can turn it around in your life. We serve a God who specializes in taking humanly impossible situations and making them possible again. For nothing is impossible with God. You know, maybe you've been diagnosed with an illness and the doctors are saying to you that there's nothing more that we can do to help you. But God says, I can. Maybe this year, last year, you found yourself in a financial pit, and maybe family and friends have said to you, you've made too many bad decisions financially. You're in this pit. You'll never be able to get out of it. But guess what? God says, I can deliver you from that pit. Is that good news here tonight? We serve a miracle-working God for whom nothing is impossible. And the goodness of God, this concept of the goodness of God is reiterated, is talked about also in the New Testament so much. And I just want to share a little story about what happened last week. It's just kind of a confirmation, a side note here of how God can confirm to us certain things and what He wants us to share with other people. I was at the kitchen table with my nephew last Sunday and my son. We were playing Christmasopoly. It's a form of Monopoly. And our little son says to his cousin, he says, you know, I'm 7 and you're 11. And I thought, oh God, that's good. 7-11, that famous scripture, Matthew 7:11, talking about the goodness of God. So Matthew 7:11, let's turn to it tonight. And Jesus is teaching in what's called the Sermon on the Mount. Matthew 7:11. If you, He says, then, He's talking to human parents, human fathers. Jesus says, if you then, though you are evil or having the sin nature, prone to doing what is wrong, know how to give good gifts to your children, to those that are your own. If you grapple with the sin nature, you're not perfect, you still know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more will your Father in heaven, the perfect one, the sinless one, the spotless one, give good gifts to those who ask Him? In Luke's rendering of this, of the good thing, in Luke 11:13, he references the good thing as the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the best spiritual gift, right? And the Holy Spirit enables us to for the fruit of the Spirit to be developed in our lives, right? So God gives good spiritual gifts to us, but he also wants to give you in the here and now while you walk this earth good temporal gifts. Let's back up a couple of verses. Jesus fleshes out in verses 9 and 10 what he says in verse 11. He says in verse 9, which of you, if your son, he's talking to earthly fathers, asks for bread, will give him a stone? He's saying, of course not. Even though you have the sin nature, you earthly fathers, you're not going to give your son a stone that looks like bread so that when he begins to bite down on it, he breaks his teeth. You're not going to do that because you love your child, even though you're imperfect. And then he says this in verse 9. He says, verse 10, or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a snake? He's saying, though, even though you deal with the sin nature, you earthly fathers, you're not going to give your child a snake that might look like a fish, because when he eats it, it could really hurt him. You wouldn't do that. You love your child. You love that which is yours. How much more so will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? So God is good. How many agree? All the time God is good. And God is good all the time. But there's something we have to do. There is something that you and I have to do in our lives personally, spiritually, to experience the goodness of God in the nitty-gritty working out of our lives on a day-to-day basis. What is it? It's found in verse 7. So we got to take Matthew 7:11 in its context. So we're going to back up a couple more verses to verse 7 of Matthew 7. And this is what Jesus says. We have a part to play. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, here's the promise, the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be opened. What is Jesus talking about in Matthew 7, verses 7 and 8? He's saying, in order to experience the goodness of God in your life, in order to experience the good thing God has for your life in 2026, in place of the bad thing that happened to you last year, you've got to pray and pray and pray some more. Say with me tonight, I've got to pray and pray and pray some more. All right. And he uses three different verbs in verse 7 of Matthew 7 pointing to prayer. And he says, you've got to ask, you've got to seek, and you have got to knock. When you look at the Greek construction in the original language of these three verbs, it communicates continual action. You've got to keep asking God, right, for the thing that you need in your life. You have got to keep seeking God's face, and you'll find his answer to your problem. You've got to keep knocking on heaven's door, and it will be opened. It's almost like the presupposition here is that there might be a deferred answer to your prayer. You know, you might pray for the disease to leave your body. You might pray for that special someone to come into your life. You may pray for that lost loved one to be saved. You may pray for that positive change, that new career that you're needing in your life. You may pray, and it may not happen instantly. The answer to it may be deferred, but what is Jesus saying in Matthew 7, 7 and 8? He says, you've got to continue praying. You've got to continue asking God. You have got to continue seeking the face of God in prayer. You've got to continue knocking on heaven's door. You don't pray once and give up, friends. You've got to continue in prayer. And I'm not talking about vain repetitions that Jesus talks against in Matthew chapter 6, like babbling, using the same word. I'm talking about pouring out your heart to God concerning that request on a continual basis, maybe using different verbs or different words, when you're praying to God in your secret prayer place in the morning. You've got to pour out your heart to God and say, God, this is what I'm needing in my life. God, I experienced a problem, a challenge, a negative thing last year, but God, I'm believing for you to break through in my life this year. Amen?
Amen.
And you've got to continue at it. Friend, I'm here to tell you tonight, you don't knock once. You got to keep knocking. You got to keep knocking at heaven's door. You got to keep knocking at heaven's door. You've got to be persistent. And I'm here to tell you tonight that as you keep knocking in your prayer times to God, the one who inhabits heaven, the creator of heaven and earth, will open that door and you will have a windfall of his goodness and blessings in your life. Jesus practiced the very thing he preached in Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 11. Remember in Luke chapter 6, what happens? It says he healed a man in the first part of Luke chapter 6 that had a shriveled hand. And then it says in verse 12, one of those days Jesus went out to a mountainside to pray and spent the night praying to God. Other versions say that he spent all night praying to God. He was pouring out his heart to Father God, praying to God all night. Do you remember the Garden of Gethsemane? When Jesus was headed towards the cross and he was praying that if it was possible, God, he said, that this cup of suffering, the cross would pass from me. Let it pass, but not my will, your will be done. And it says in Matthew 26:44 that Jesus prayed the same thing how many times? Three times. Matthew 26:44. He didn't pray once. He didn't pray twice. He prayed three times. And maybe you've prayed once and the answer hasn't come right away. Friends, you have got to persevere. You have got to patiently wait upon the Lord. Abraham, a father of the faith. How many years did he wait for the promised son? 25 years. He waited for Isaac for 25 years. He did not give up in his faith in God. That's a long time. And maybe you've been praying for a week, or maybe you said one simple prayer and you didn't get an answer, and maybe you're giving up. No, friends, you have got to patiently wait upon the Lord. You've got to continue asking. You have got to continue seeking the face of God in prayer, in your private prayer times. You've got to continue and persist and continue knocking at heaven's door. Is that good news here tonight?
Yes.
Say it with me tonight. I will.
Patiently
wait upon the Lord in prayer.
I won't give up.
In Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to read you a little illustration here called Growing Bamboo. Growing Bamboo. Have you heard about the Chinese bamboo tree? The Chinese plant the seed, they water and fertilize it, but the first year nothing happens. The second year they water and fertilize it, and still nothing happens. The third and fourth years they water and fertilize it, and nothing happens. Then the fifth year they water and fertilize it. Listen to this. And sometime during the course of the fifth year, in a period of approximately 6 weeks, Chinese bamboo trees grow roughly 90 feet. Suddenly, in a period of 6 weeks, it grows 90 feet in the fifth year. The question is, did it grow 90 feet in 6 weeks, or did it grow 90 feet in 5 years? What do you think the answer is to that? The obvious answer is that it grew 90 feet in 5 years because had they not applied the water and fertilizer each year, there would have been no Chinese bamboo tree. All of us have had Chinese bamboo tree experiences. Friends, you've got to keep at it. You have got to persist. You've got to keep pouring out your heart to God concerning that request, that need in your life. Say, God, this bad thing happened to me in 2025. But I'm believing in you, God. You've got to continue talking to God about it. Bring that request to him Monday morning. Bring it to him Tuesday morning. Bring it up to him later in the week. You know, God doesn't always answer on Friday, but God will answer. And when he answers like the Chinese bamboo tree, he will answer suddenly and open that door, and you will experience his goodness and blessings in your life. But you have got to persist and persevere in your talks, your communication, your prayer with God. Amen. Is that making sense here tonight? You know, one of my goals this year, I write out my goals at the beginning of the year, is to have more conversation with God in 2026. And that's got to be your goal as well. One of your goals this year, your primary goal should be to have more talks with God this year concerning your life and the life of others, like maybe that lost loved one, talking to God about that person. You've been talking to God and saying, God, I've been pouring out my heart concerning this lost loved one, and I'm here to tell you, in God's timing, suddenly that person can come to faith in Jesus Christ. But you've got to keep at it, you've got to persist, and don't give up. Now, your prayer has got to align with God's will for your life according to the scripture, 1 John 5:14, and suddenly the good thing will come. So, you know, if you're sick in your body, pray to God and say, God, I believe that you can heal the sickness. It's in line with his word. In Exodus 15:26, it says that God is what? Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals your diseases. If you're experiencing a need in your life, what does it say in Genesis 22:14 that God is Jehovah Jireh, the God who sees ahead and provides? So when you're praying for God's provision and God's healing and different areas of your life, and it's lining up with God's word, God eventually will bring it to pass. But what you pray has got to line up with the word of God. That means what? That means that you have You have got to know the word of God. You've got to be reading and meditating upon the word of God, not just at Thanksgiving and Christmas. You've got to be in the word of God on a what kind of basis? On a consistent basis. Now, one final thought. Continual prayer to God, asking, and that you keep asking, seeking, and that you keep seeking the face of God, and knocking on heaven's door, and that you keep knocking on heaven's door, even when the answer is not evident immediately, shows God what? When you keep asking, and you keep seeking, and you keep knocking, it shows God that you are dependent upon him. You're showing God that, God, even though I don't see the answer quickly and immediately, I'm waiting upon you patiently in prayer. I'm waiting like Abraham waited. It shows God that you trust him when you continue to ask, and you continue to seek his face, and you continue to knock on heaven's door. It shows God that you're dependent upon him. It shows God that you're trusting him. It shows God that you've got faith in him. And what does God do with faith? He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. You've got to honor God with your faith, and God is able to bring about, he will bring about that miracle in your life. Remember, payday with God is not always Friday, but God will answer at some points. Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because he who comes to God must believe that God exists. And that God is a rewarder of those who once in a while seek Him. Once a year seek Him. No, God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. How has your seeking out of God been in the past year? Maybe not very much. Maybe you're consumed with other things, your laptop or your smartphone or reading the news, consumed with other things, with work. How has your seeking out of God been in the past year? Maybe it hasn't been so good, but guess what? 2026 is a year for change in your life. We all need to grow in the spiritual discipline of prayer. Make it one of your main objectives this year to have more talks with God. Not once in a blue moon, not just at Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Easter. You need to be talking with God and asking and seeking and knocking at heaven's door on a consistent daily basis. Remember, Jesus prayed all night, Luke 6:12. He prayed the same thing to God three times in Matthew 26, verse 44. And maybe you've been weak in that spiritual discipline, but tonight is the night when you can start making the change. How many here want to experience the goodness of God in your life? It should be all of us, right? How many here are believing that God can do something good in place of the bad thing that happened in your life last year? God can do it. God is good, right? And He does good. How God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. God is good. He wants to do good, but there is something you and I need to do. And that's what? We need to seek Him out in prayer. We need to converse with God. How many here have a good friend? How many maintain that friendship by communicating with that friend on a pretty consistent basis, right? You confide in that person maybe. Maybe it's a spouse. It's no different with God. You wanna grow and develop your relationship with God and see His goodness in your life, and you wanna see the windfall of His blessing come into you. You've got to maintain your relationship, your spiritual walk with Him by communicating with Him, by talking with Him on a consistent basis. You've got to keep asking. You've got to keep seeking. You've got to keep knocking at heaven's door. You've got to be diligently seeking His face, and He will reward your life. That's from the Word of God. Hebrews 11:6. Say it with me tonight. I will keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking at heaven's door this year, starting tonight, January 11th, 2026. Amen. All right. Did you get something from the Word tonight? All right. You know, seeing the goodness of God in your life, knowing that He's a good God in your life personally, all starts with accepting Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And maybe there's some here tonight who never accepted Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord for the first time, but you want to do it for the first time tonight. If you've never accepted Jesus Christ as Savior, but for the first time you're wanting to do that, raise your hand. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. First time? First time prayer of faith in Christ? That's awesome. Stand up, sir. Anybody else want to follow His lead tonight? Anybody else want to, for the first time, accept Jesus Christ as your Savior? All right, repeat this prayer, sir. Say, Dear Jesus, I thank You that You died upon the cross for my sins. I've gone my own way, but tonight I change my mind from going my way to going Your way. Thank You for dying upon the cross for my sins, so that by faith in You, I could live forever. Jesus, be my Savior and my Lord. the one in full charge of every part of my life. I thank you that when I leave this earth, I'll be in heaven with you forever and ever, one day. Jesus, I love you. Give me the strength by your Spirit to follow you all the days of my life on this earth. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to God's family. All right. What was your name, sir? William. Nice to welcome to God's family. And maybe there's some of you out here tonight that did with what William did maybe a week ago, maybe years ago. You accepted Jesus, but maybe you got upset with God. You got upset with somebody. You slipped away from God, and tonight you want to recommit, re-give, rededicate your life back to Jesus Christ. If that's you, raise your hands. Don't waste another moment. Remember this, the next hour is not guaranteed any one of us. If you were to slip into eternity in the next hour, do you know beyond the shadow of a doubt that you would be in heaven with God, with Jesus forever? If you don't, you need to raise your hand and re-give your life back to Jesus. Anybody in the room tonight? Stand up, sir. Stand up. Anybody else? Stand up. Want to follow their lead? Anybody else? Sir in the red shirt, are you standing up on this one? Okay. Anybody else want to follow their lead? You're wanting to re-give your life back to Jesus. Anybody else? All right, those standing up tonight, come forward. If you can't come forward, you can stay where you're at. Anybody else want to follow their lead? All right. If God is whispering to you by the Holy Spirit that you need to re-give your life back to Jesus, don't ignore His voice. You need to heed the voice of God. Anybody else? Anybody else? All right. Those standing up tonight, repeat this prayer. Say, Dear Jesus, I thank you that you died upon the cross for my sin. I followed you at one time, but I've slipped away. I've said and done some bad things. But tonight, I change my mind from going my way to going your way again. Again, be my Savior and my Lord, the one in full charge of every part of my life. Jesus, I love you. Give me the strength to follow you the rest of my life, the rest of my days here on this earth. And when I leave this earth, I look forward to seeing you face to face. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome back to God's family. Give him a hand tonight. All right. For those, the man who accepted Jesus Christ for the first time, those who recommitted their lives, there's certain things you can do spiritually to maintain your walk with Christ. Be reading the Word of God on a consistent basis. Be praying to God on a consistent basis like we talked about tonight, right? If you want to see the goodness of God. Find good Christian friends. Continue going to church services and hearing the Word of God. May God richly bless you tonight. Stay warm. Our brother here is going to close it off. All right? Go ahead.
Thank you so much.